see if you can connect with the fact that you are a whole, complete person. This tin can monster is in you, and so it is an illusion that is bigger than you are. Ask yourself, am I willing to be me with the history I have and to go on from here carrying all these reactions forward as part of an empowered life? And in this next part, you might write about your experiences with this exercise. What did you notice about the various connections between bodily sensations, emotions, thoughts, behavioral predispositions, and memories? And you could also write about the memories. What connection or connections do you see between these memories and the issues you are struggling with today? One danger in doing this kind of work is that sometimes we see the sources of our pain in our own history, and we reason that we would have done better without this history. That is an illusion of language. It's true that your past brought you to where you are today, and your past is the source of the setting on your discomfort dial. Your past contributes to the pain that you're having now. But how these thoughts and feelings function today in large part depends on what you do with them. The issue is this: what can you do to abandon the struggle with your history and behave more effectively now? And what follows is a trick question. What stands between you and being fully willing to have these pieces of the tin can monster be what they are without allowing them to play a destructive role in your life? Please ponder this for a moment and write down your answer. If you wrote down something other than nothing or just me, then look again. If it is anything else, see whether you didn't write some bit of content. But what stands between you and being willing to have that content in a diffused way? Who sets that willingness dial anyway, you or your history?